You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday, 7 a.m. West African time. WSW, worship song of the week. Hi, and welcome to another episode of WSW. In passing last week, I was saying, when I was saying my goodbyes, I was like, there's going to be bigger things coming up on this podcast, but last week was not the day to announce it. Okay, so I'm just going to go into it directly, like no drum rolls. So, WSW is going to be featuring more people. Like, I know, like, I have Worship Song of the Week, and because I do, I know that other people as well who are worshippers like me also have a song that has blessed them for that week. So I'm going to be featuring my sisters, friends, who will be sharing what song has been a blessing to them for the week. So that's, we're switching up gears on WSW. Thank you for being with us so far. Thank you for all the likes. Thank you for the feedback that you sent to me on WhatsApp, and you know, to say, to encourage me to keep going on this. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. So today on WSW, I have a beautiful sister with me. You can't see her, yeah? Okay. I'm going to leave a link to the YouTube video so you can see the beautiful sister behind this microphone. Hello, Christine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on your podcast this week.
Thank you for saying yes. From not shying away from, like, oh, I don't like the sound of my voice.
Never. I would never ever say no to worship song.
I know, right?
It's my dwelling place. Yeah.
Glad to hear that. And thank you for accepting to be on this show.
You're welcome.
To come share your worship song of the week. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Like we were sharing kind of like before we started, last week was such a hectic week for me. Mm-hmm. In terms of work and all of these stuff that was going on. So this week was kind of like,
breathe.
The breath, the fresh air, like let's just relax a little bit, you know. And I got a word at some point during the week when I was stressing out so much, like someone just said to me, you know, like, whatever happens, you know, God has still got you. Like, this is not the end. Mm. Like, this is not a do or die situation.
Yeah.
This is like, okay, this is one step. If you're just short of it by a little bit, then it's, you know, okay. there'll be more to come. God gives us so many opportunities. Mm. And that's why, you know, my song of the week kind of goes like, the chorus kind of talks about God's promise still standing. Mm. He has not failed us, you know.
And I know that
never
fails. What's the title of that song?
It's called Do It Again.
Do it again. Okay, so you know what, guys? This time, because we are switching gears, I'm going to tell you that we've got great singers in the house. So,
yes.
I'm going to... For the days that I'm going to be featuring people who can't sing, I'll cover for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sing with them.
Okay? We hear you, girl.
Yeah, so, but today, I mean, Christine is a singer. Like,
oh, wow, thank you.
You think I can sing? Oh, she can sing better. So, we're going to be singing the song, the chorus at least, to give you a feel, and then you can go listen to the song later on.
Yes, I agree. So the particular version that I love, I am sure you know the Hillsong version, but the one that I love the most is the Travis Green featuring Kyra Sheard version. You should hear it. They go all black on you towards the end.
Really?
Yes.
I should go listen to that.
For sure. It's amazing. Like, you get goosebumps, actual goosebumps. So imagine singing that in your room and just worshiping. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing. So yeah, his promise still stands. Great is his faithfulness. Like, if he did it before, he will
do it again.
And again and again and again.
You know, it's just sometimes, I don't know what to call it, but is it disappointing or it's just funny? Like, sometimes we know these things, yeah, but we still fret, we still worry, we still lose hope, we still lose faith in the middle of that thing. But we know these things that, I mean, we've been here before.
Yeah.
Like, not this exact place, but something that looks like this. Something that looked like, oh, this is the end.
Yeah.
Or something that looked like, oh my God, how am I going to make it out? And he showed up. If he did it before, he will do it again. Yes.
Yeah. So that's my word for the week for you as well. Going to your week, whatever comes your way, just know, see, this is not the end. Mm. I can power on through. I can actually, with God backing me up, I've got this.
Mm. Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. Indeed. You know, I was at an event during the week and I just felt like, you know what, God? Thank you. Start showing up everywhere I show up. Like, this was a business. It was a business conference, yeah? And then there was someone who was feeling down. And then this group of ladies came around and started praying.
Whoa.
It was a business conference.
Oh, wow.
And they started praying for this person who was like, she was really down and teary. And, and we started praying. And then there and then, seeds were sown.
Oh,
it was,
I was
in shock.
In Dubai, guys.
Oh
in
my
Dubai.
God. I was like,
where do you
what?
Ever see that?
For me, that incident just showed me, like, if God can do it for this lady, people she didn't know, she didn't plan it was going to go this way.
Yeah.
She left that place loaded that day, right? But I'm like, if God can, this is God telling me, girl, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Like,
so
no
stop worrying
too
much. Like, actually, don't worry at all. Like, it says not worry. Cast your cares
upon Jesus.
Upon him. So, yeah. He's gonna do it again. And we're gonna sing the song now.
Yes, yes, yes.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. But you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come. I know the battle's won.
Yes, Lord.
'Cause you have never failed me yet. And we still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. Oh, you never. Never failed us. He will never fail us. He has no plans at all to fail us. So we're just leaving you with this song this week and saying, God did it before. Think back and remember that He did it before. He saved you before. He delivered you from that situation you thought was the end. And if He did it before, He will do it again. So hold on, hold out. Hold on, help is on the way. And that will be the end of the show this week. Thank you for listening. And I'll just say, remember, God did it before, He will do it again. Take care of yourself and talk to you next week. Any last words from you?
No, guys, Jira said it all. Have an awesome week ahead. God bless you.
Bye-bye.